If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, we are reacting to the news that came out at the end of last week, which was the official cast for season 4 of The Traitors, which just started filming in Scotland. And it, I mean, if it's on the same schedule as usual, it should be out at the very beginning of 2026 in January. Joining me on the show today to help me break it all down is my go-to competition show expert, Sharon Tharp. She is a longtime editor for different outlets. She hosts a podcast called The Exclusive, where she has a lot of people on from the Big Brother and Survivor world. And she actually just recently had, I think the person on in charge of casting The Traitors. So go check that out if you want more. But I had Sharon on for a quick sync to just go through the list of names that we got at the end of last week. 5 housewives, people from Big Brother and Survivor, you know, various other reality shows, as well as, you know, the requisite random people that The Traitors love to cast just in case they become stars. So today on the show, it's reacting to the season 4 cast of The Traitors. Check out The Exclusive with Sharon Tharp wherever you get your podcasts. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll be back a couple more times this week, including with an interview with one of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives cast members. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later this week. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Sharon Tharp, who is the host of The Exclusive podcast and a longtime editor. Whenever there's a big Traitors update, Sharon is the first message that I send because she is just who I think of as being one of the preeminent experts on competition reality TV. And obviously, I come from the Bravo perspective, and so I just love this meeting of the minds when big things happen around The Traitors. Obviously, we got the season 4 cast announcement at the end of last week. So Sharon's here to help me break down our kind of first reactions to this cast. Sharon, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. And it's funny, you actually helped me out because when I do my cast assessments or, you know, I have guests on, I don't know much about some of these Bravo people, especially housewives. And whatever you tell me, I'm like, all right, I know it's real. I know it's facts. So you help me with my own research. So thank you for having me.
We're scratching each other's backs. I love that.
Yes, exactly.
So obviously around The Traitors, like, it's one of those shows where, like, for months you hear certain rumors and things and, you know, this person's in conversation, but then they don't end up in the final list. I assume that's true for you. You're hearing a lot in terms of, like, who might be potentially cast.
Yeah, I feel like I start hearing earlier in the year, January, yeah, February, names, people being contacted. I will say I was a little more out of the loop this year just because I've been busy and you know, even with the Survivor rumors and House of Villains, it's almost like everything got convoluted a little bit because people are being called for multiple shows, right?
So true. So true. I feel like with the Bravo side of things, like, I was definitely hearing some of that, but like, I'm looking at these names that were announced from Housewives. Most of the ones that I was hearing actually aren't part of this cast. So it's interesting how it sort of ends up shaking out. And I remember last season, it was sort of like you could tell who was a potential replacement for certain people too.
Yep.
And I'm feeling that with a couple of these people. But anyway, let's start. There are five Real Housewives, which feels like a lot, but I feel like that's pretty standard, like coming from the Bravo world. Like we usually get four Housewives and maybe a couple other, like one or two other ones. This year, it's Dorinda from Roni. She's coming back to the show. Candace Dillard-Bassett from Potomac. Caroline Stanberry from Dubai and Ladies of London. Portia Williams from Atlanta. And Lisa Rinna, who has been on Beverly Hills for a couple seasons. So first, Dorinda, who is back. She was the first out this past season. I think it's just one of those things where it's like they heard a lot of the complaints that we never really got time with Dorinda in the castle. We didn't get her at a round table. Some people roll their eyes, but I'm excited to sort of see her prove herself because she was also loud in that exit. You know what I mean? In the press.
Part of the reason why she went home was because people were like, oh my God, she's already causing drama. So yeah, I feel like we missed out. I'm not mad she's back.
Yeah. No, and I'm also like, how funny would it be if she was out first again? I feel like the producers will make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, that's why I'm like, are they going to make her a traitor?
Oh. You know, or they give her you never know. That's actually good because they can't have her out again first. But people in the castle could troll them and banish her. So who knows? Are you familiar with any of these other women or do you want me to sort of run through them quickly?
I mean, I know Portia. I covered Atlanta Housewives, but this has to be over 10 years ago. So I'm not like fully up on what's going on with her. Lisa Rinna, of course, I've seen the memes and know a little bit of the lore. I would say I'm the blindest to Caroline and Candace, but although a lot of people are telling me they're really happy about Candace. So
Candace is quick. She has the verbal sparring down. She's really funny. She could be a breakout star. Caroline Stanberry is British. She was on the show Ladies of London back in the day. She also has a way with words, but she's like in a very like kind of reserved posh way until it's not reserved. And then Portia just came back to Atlanta after being off for a couple seasons. So that's kind of a big deal. And the rumor is that Nene Leakes was supposed to be on the show and that she replaced her. I don't know how true that is, but that's what's sort of floating online. And the reason why people figured that out was because in Portia's divorce papers, it was like, you know, she was supposed to be there for a hearing on the day that they like left to go to Scotland. So she was like, I have an international work opportunity or something like that. So that's how people figured out Portia was part of it. And then Rinna is exciting because Rinna for a long time was amazing as a Real Housewife on Beverly Hills, but then she sort of lost the plot. She's been off for a couple years. So to see her sort of back in the fold with some of these other huge these are five huge personalities. Like it's a strong group. It's a strong group of housewives.
I'm excited. I also think there are a bunch of like, I won't call non-factors, but quieter people on the cast that I'm sure we'll touch on. So it's kind of nice to have these housewives in there because at least we know they're going to bring good TV. But yeah. I'm curious, which one, if you had to pick, might they make a traitor? Would it be Dorinda? Would it be Candace?
I think Rinna would make for a really good traitor because she's pretty fearless in her personality. Like she just will go there. Like her whole thing is own it. Like she just like will kind of cut through the bullshit.
Own it.
But I also think that Caroline Stanberry would be interesting because she kind of presents as a posh, like, you know, like that sort of, and she kind of likes that. So I think it'd be hard to tell with her and she can be pretty ruthless too. So honestly, any of them, but, yeah, I think the one who I could foresee being the worst of the game is Portia. I don't think she'll be very great at it, but I think she'll be very entertaining. So the other ones could be good.
Entertainment sometimes matters more. So
yeah, I agree.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed-sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, next we have the competition people. So we have two Big Brother people, Ian, Terry, and Tiffany Mitchell. I'm familiar with them, but give us the rundown on what to expect from the Big Brother crowd.
Yeah, I mean, Ian, he won season 14 against, you know, a lot of people consider Dan Gieseling the best player of Big Brother ever. Now, I don't know if people who watch him on the Traders would agree with that, but I agree with that. Ian, just super intellectual guy, very analytical, very sweet. You know, I think he comes off as like this nice kind of nerdy archetype. But listen, Ian can cut throats. In season 14, he, you know, was in a secret alliance and cut his own ally and then told him to get to Stepan on the way out the door. So Ian is a fun one. I never thought we would see him kind of come back to TV, because I think in Big Brother All-Stars when he came back, you know, I don't know if he had the best experience, but I'm really excited to see Ian. I just hope he's underestimated, because he can go really far if he gets in there a little bit.
Can you elaborate on why he didn't have a good experience on All-Stars?
Yeah, I think, I don't want to say he was isolated. I just think it seemed a little clicky, and I just felt like he was always sort of on the outs. And, you know, he was a winner in there, and there was, I think, only one other winner. I think it was Nicole, I'm trying to remember. But but it just didn't go well for him, and it seemed like afterward he just kind of wanted to distance.
Okay. And then Tiffany, who, one of my favorite recent people to ever be on Big Brother, honestly. She was part of the iconic Cookout Alliance, and she masterminded it, basically. But give us the rundown. She was also on the Challenge USA. She's been on TV.
Yeah, and she's great television, and she's also super strategic, smart, great social savvy player. She was, again, there are people going to be arguing about this. Big D, I'm sorry. Tiffany was the mastermind. She was the first one out. They got to the top six and they immediately targeted her because she was the smartest one there. She had the best reads the entire game. She knew exactly what was going on. She knows how to, which I think is a very underrated skill, and I've said this before, control her emotions to kind of get what she needs. And so I think she's going to go in there, and she knows how to adapt to different personalities. And I just, you know, I don't think these people watch Big Brother 23. I hope they didn't, because then they will underestimate her.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want Tiffany is one of those ones where I want her on there towards the end. I really do.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She stands out to me.
Yeah. 100%.
We also have three Survivor people. Natalie Anderson, is it Yamil? Yamil Jam Jam. And then Rob Sester. How do you pronounce
Sester
it?
Nino.
Sester Nino. I know Rob, I remember, but he's very much in the conversation because he has like really relevant podcasts sort of in that Survivor world. Natalie's also been on Amazing Race. What do you know about these three?
Well, Natalie, second to Tony, is my favorite Survivor winner, one of my favorite Survivor players. Like you said, she's been on Amazing Race twice, got very far with her sister, twin sister Nadia, on Survivor. The second time around, she got runner-up. This is a very sort of, she's definitely a physical threat, a very aggressive player. Now, does that translate to the castle? I don't know. I think she plays better when she's sort of in a power position, but like moving behind the shadows. Like she's very she can be very manipulative and savvy, but I think people don't think she's that great. I don't know. She just doesn't sometimes get the credit I think she deserves. And so it'll be interesting, depending on whether she's a faithful or a traitor, how she plays that game. But again, hopefully no one saw her Survivor game and she's fine.
Right, right.
Who else? Jam Jam. I will say the new era, I hate to say this, is not like sort of my favorite.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
He was in the same season as Carolyn from Traitors last season, of course. And so I don't know if they're the best of friends now. I actually don't know. But he was very well liked. He won his season. And so I could see him being a very likable sort of everyone loves him kind of vibe. Do I think he can win? You know, maybe. I mean, he won his season of Survivor. And then Rob's like a legend. I think, you know, for a long time, he never wanted to come back to Survivor. And then this year, you know, they called him for 50 and then they dropped him. And I think a lot of people were disappointed because, you know, he was kind of one of the pioneers of Survivor. I mean, he was in Survivor, Amazon, and All Stars. He was very quick-witted, very fun confessionals. And so it'll be interesting 20 years later, you know, to see him back on TV. And of course, Rob has a podcast, which is a very successful podcast network. And yeah, I think he's going to have a lot of momentum behind him. But I will say, if people know how much he covers the show already,
yeah,
I don't know if they want to keep that around.
Yeah, because when you're sort of a scholar of the genre, like it just, you could get pegged with that sort of like, you know too much kind of label. And do you think, you brought up Survivor 50, which also was announced recently. And like somebody like Natalie, like, do you think that these people, like, it was sort of one or the other, like you couldn't, you know what I mean? Because Natalie seems like somebody who I also would have loved to see on Survivor 50.
Me too. She wasn't called. She did
not
go on.
Not called.
Yeah. Wow. She went on Instagram and confirmed that. And I just don't get it, to be honest. Part of me is it's like they weren't going to do winners at all. But then I think late in the game, they added a few winners. And so I don't really understand why they added the most recent winner. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We're complaining that on, you know, on a different podcast, but Natalie's someone I just always love to see. She also, I don't know if people remember, but her first season, she called out this former baseball player, yes, John Rocker, for being, you know, homophobic and a racist. And so she's not afraid to stand up for what's right. And there's some people in the castle that I could see her sparring.
Oh,
with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And honestly, she could have an amazing round table.
Moment
or two or three. Yes, I would love to see that from Natalie. Last question about this group. Do you think that the Big Brother and Survivor people, the competition people, if you will, do you foresee them all teaming up in a way that, like, you know, we've seen in the past? Or do you see it sort of, you know, splintering?
I see them working together in the beginning. Rob also knows Ian very well. He knows Tiffany very well. And so I see them all working together, but I know Natalie, Rob, Ian, maybe not Jam Jam. He's the only one I'm not sure about. The rest of them would cut each other at the end. They're not like, they're still gamers. Yes, I think they'll stick together, especially after they see what happened with like the Survivor people last, you know, Rob getting Jeremy and Tony out in the beginning and then kind of fizzled out himself. So I'm sure they don't want that.
Yeah. All right. So the next sort of crop of people is going to be the sort of miscellaneous reality people that we have on this cast. We have Kristen Kish, who is the host of Top Chef. She replaced Padma as the host. She also was a previous winner of Top Chef. Monet Exchange, who won RuPaul's Drag Race. Rob Roush from Love Island USA. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, from last season.
Oh, yeah.
Maura Higgins, who I think she hosts After Sun Love Island USA, but she also was on Love Island UK season 5. I am watching Love Island this season. I'm catching up, but I'm not a Love Island person, so I don't know much about the Love Island of it all. I know that Rob is the guy last season who was like a snake tamer or like wore the overalls, and he's kind of like he's like a hunky guy, so he could be sort of a Dylan Efron character, potentially sort of filling that niche.
I hate him.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know him. I hate the overalls look. No, sir. You can't pull that off.
Not, especially not in the Traitor's Castle. Come on.
I don't know him because I didn't watch every episode either. I'm not a big Love Island person. I catch it here and there. Every clip I saw, he gave villain energy. And so okay. I can't tell if he's like beloved or hated. But...
Got it. I feel like Maura is well-liked. I feel like
that's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, but I don't know much about these Love Island people. I do know Monet Exchange. I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race anymore, but I sort of went through like a 4-year period where I watched a lot of it before it came too much. But Monet was like one of my favorite people that mm-hmm. I saw on that show. Like, huge personality. You know, she's just kind of a star, has star energy. A great pick to have from Drag Race, and I think a really well-liked person and somebody who, you know, I think Drag Race has had probably like 5 to 10 people who have really broken out sort of past yep. the show. And I think that Monet is one of those people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch Drag Race. It's one of those ones I've been meaning to watch. But yeah. I knew her name for a while. Right. So if I know her name and I don't watch, she's doing something right.
Yes.
Don't chew on that, Max.
Cooper loves that chew too.
Oh, now he's into Cooper's food. Wow. He is loving it. What do you feed Cooper?
Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula. He never leaves a crumb. I love it because it's made with high-quality protein, nutrient-rich fruits and veggies, and wholesome whole grains.
Looks like we're switching to Blue. Blue Buffalo foods are made with the superior ingredients your dog needs to thrive. Can your dog food say that? Visit feedbluefood.com to learn more.
And then Kristen, fucking love her. I watch Top Chef.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's an amazing host. She's just like, and I think as host of Top Chef, you have to have like some restraint. You know, you have to comport yourself in a certain way. I think that she's done a great job of like, she has these emotional moments sometimes on that show as host that we didn't always see from Padma. Like, she does a good job of showing her personality, but I think that we'll see a different side of her in this environment on The Traitors. And I'm really excited about that. Like, I could see her being sort of a sleeper hit, you know?
I agree. I said, like, this might turn into a Kristen Kish fan account because she's one of those people, like you said, she has emotional moments and can be very connected to people. But when she's working and she's a yeah. badass. And so if she can kind of compartmentalize those things outside the Traitor's Castle, I feel very good about her inside the Traitor's Castle.
And she's also like Top Chef, like even though it's kind of increasingly as the years go by, like sort of out of sync with the rest of the Bravo programming, she's technically a Bravo star, I guess. So like, I'm so curious if she, I kind of don't see her saddling up with the Housewives. Like that's not really, doesn't seem like the person, a personality match per se, but like I could almost see Kristen going in with like the Survivor and Big Brother people in a weird way.
Maybe. I mean, also, like, yeah, you're right. Like, maybe they cross paths at some point, but I just don't see... That's not like... She's not on the same vibe level as some of these
at all. So. I don't see her going up with Housewives. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Wait, I did read that she was on that comedian. I'm sure you'll mention him. His, like, podcast where they were on a show briefly together. So I guess she has, like, a tiny connection in that.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so she could kind of go with the miscellaneous crowd. The other person I forgot to mention as I list this off was Colton Underwood, who he's kind of a controversial figure in a big way because, you know, he was the lead of The Bachelor, and him and his ex, Cassie, I believe her name is,
yep.
they broke up, and she accused him of, like, stalking her, and there was this whole scandal from that. But then he like comes out and that sort of, and he's since become a dad, I believe. And so like, there's this whole thing of like, I think that.
Is he the Tom Sandoval of the season? Redemption?
He could be, honestly, because like, I think for some people, he's already redeemed and they kind of don't know about the controversy. But I think for a lot of people, he'll never be redeemed. So I think that's an interesting thing to bring up because I'm curious how much sort of what things get brought up with him on the show, you know?
I agree. It's like one of those things. I saw Demi Burnett. Is that her name?
Yeah.
You know, from Bachelor, she was tweeting. But yeah, it's hard when you have a stalking case to really like redeem yourself in the eyes of women, at least. Like it's hard for me to get past that. Like I read the court documents and everything mm-hmm. at the time. Now, do I remember all of it now? No. But yeah, let's see. I watched his show when it came out. He did like a, what was it, Netflix or something?
Right. How was that? I didn't watch that.
It was fine. It just didn't come off super genuine to me. And that's my worry of like, he's going to go in there and I just don't know if I find him super genuine.
Yeah. And I also don't know. I feel like I have nothing to like sort of latch onto with his personality too. I like don't like his personality is kind of like whatever from what I've seen, you know, not to be like
nailed it.
Mean, but it's just sort of like.
No, you nailed it. Like
yeah,
spot
the,
on.
The peg is that he's the gay bachelor. You know what I mean? That's basically.
Right.
Yeah, that's the peg. All right. So now lastly, this last crew is the sort of randoms. And there's kind of a lot of them this year.
There's a lot.
Yeah. So we have the most controversial person to be cast on the show, who is Michael Rappaport. And then we also have Stephen Colletti, who his parenthetical is One Tree Hill, but like, come on, he's Laguna Beach. Yep. We have Eric Nam, who is a K-pop singer-songwriter. Ron Funch, do you know how to pronounce his last name? Funches?
I don't.
He's a comedian. We have Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, who are the Olympic figure skaters, who co-hosts for NBC. So they're kind of a pair, which is interesting. And then we have Donna Kelsey, who is obviously the mother of Travis and Jason Kelsey. So let's start. Okay, Stephen Colletti, let's start there. I'm actually really excited to have Stephen on there. Like
me too.
Like, he's a formative figure in the lives of millennials, and just like he's still a heartthrob, honestly. And so I'm curious, sort of, if he can kind of create a second act out of this appearance. You know what I mean?
I agree. In the words of Kristen Cavallari, Stephen, like yeah. I freaking always loved him. I think you know he's not the biggest personality. I think he could actually slip into the sort of Dylan Efron role.
Totally, he could. Yeah.
He's just a nice sort of guy, not very confrontational.
But he's smart.
So smart. Well, yeah, I'm excited to see Stephen.
Me too. Eric Nam, I know nothing about him, so I don't think there's much to say. So
me either, sadly.
Yeah, kind of just like I hate to say it, like I'm sort of like, we couldn't put another reality person.
Like why?
In. Yeah, why? And same with Ron, I don't know anything about him. He has a podcast. He's a comedian. He's voiced in a couple of Trolls movies. Like, I'm not really sure what the peg is for these two guys, but I'm open, you know? Michael Rappaport. This is a prickly one because... So, I don't know if you know this, but in the Bravo world, he goes on Watch What Happens Live probably a couple times a
year.
Yeah. Yep. And Andy, you know, asks for his housewives' takes. And I think as the years have gone on, the taste, the sort of appetite for that has gone down. You know, he has really controversial stuff on his Twitter. And like, he got into it with Kenya Moore on Watch What Happens Live very famously back in the day. Like, that clip made the rounds when the cast announcement was made.
Oh, yeah.
Hard retweet from me on that one. Like, that was, she read him for filth in that appearance with him. He's just, I don't think he's a good guy, and I don't think he's funny, and I don't get it, but clearly some people think it's appealing, I guess.
I just don't understand this move from Peacock because, I just don't understand this move.
No.
I don't know how it can end up in a good place. Now, would I love to see a different housewife also freed him for filth? Probably. But yeah, like, I don't know what I just don't understand this pick. I think it's the weirdest. Oh, God, not to say I'd rather have Casey Anthony, but like, I know people were guessing that. And I'm like, I don't know what is like, there's so many bad things. Like, why can't there's so many good people? Why can't we? There's so many people on Bravo and on these other shows. Like, no one from The Challenge is on here. No one from Southern Charm. No one from Summer House. Like,
I know.
Why him? We could have gone
a different
way.
I know. And I think it's sort of like, I mean, he's kind of like Rob from Survivor in that he has like the knowledge of some of these shows, I guess. But I'm like, I don't need that. And I think the only good thing that can come from this is like a Candace Dillard Bassett or Lisa Rinna, like shutting him the fuck down and like getting a huge. And honestly, that will double his fan service because fans want to see him embarrassed on this show. I think like we're good. We're good on him, but he's going to be there. So it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
He could be giving first boot energy, to be honest.
Like, I totally agree.
Brooks Running reminds us that we're all powered by something. Whether it's the me time energy of a run after a day at the office, the electrifying energy of your first marathon, or the infectious energy of a group run with your friends. No matter what energy powers you, Brooks has gear specifically designed to unleash it. So lace up and let it out. Let's run there. Visit brooksrunning.com today to learn more.
Last three, we have Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, who are the Olympic figure skaters. They co-host the Winter Olympics coverage for NBC. they have this amazing, so they've kind of made this amazing second act for themselves, honestly, like via commentating. Have we seen like such a overt pairing before on this show?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously the Big Brothers, like all these people grouped together.
Yes, of course.
When, from what I read, and I, you know, I know them from the Olympics, but they're like best friends. They call each other soulmates. They were in each, he was in her wedding. Like this is, like you said, a full on pair. Now, do people know that? I don't know. It'll be interesting how people navigate that if they're like, yeah, right? They're on NBC. I mean, They're pretty well known.
And they're both like so, they're also, they both like dress in this really maximalist, like in your face way. They're big.
Yes.
I'm remembering Marcus and Larsa came on together. They were a couple.
Oh, God. I forgot.
Yeah. And season two. And so
that like, lasted long.
Yeah. That was a quick, I think he was like the first one out maybe. So I think being a duo makes you a target. So that could complicate things for them. But also I think that people will like them. So maybe that could be, I don't know.
I think they could be fun.
Yeah, me too. I think they could be great, to be honest. Like I like them.
And they're teeing up for the Winter Olympics next year. This is exactly
perfect,
what we're doing.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
right
exactly,
into it.
Exactly. And then last but not least, Sharon, Donna Kelsey.
I'm like, in shock.
It's so funny because it's like her parenthetical is mother to Travis and Jason Kelsey. And you know, I've seen her like pop up on the Today Show before and like on, you know, random little appearances. But like, I'm so curious if this is like she was pitched by her agent that she no doubt has now because of, you know, the adjacent fame of from Taylor and Travis. Or is she a big fan of the show and she wanted to be on it? Like I'm so curious how this happened.
I know. I did see clips. I'm pretty sure Jason and Travis have watched Traitors before because they've talked about it on their podcast. And so part of me is like, maybe she was a fan. But then the other part of me is like, she's probably the biggest get in terms of just like mainstream fame right now. And like, maybe the most paid. I'm assuming, I don't know. So I could see it going both ways of like, she was interested and Peacock was interested. It was just the perfect thing. Mm-hmm. It's such an odd I just cannot see her interacting with these people. I'm like,
I know.
Taylor Swift's going to watch this. Like,
I know.
What?
I know. And the couple questions I have is like, one, this is probably a really big boon for Travis and Jason's podcast, New Heights, which like they're going to no doubt provide commentary on this every single week.
Yep.
People are going to tune into their podcast. People are going to be so perched to see if Taylor acknowledges this at all. Like, do you think we get a tweet, an Instagram story? Like, do we... odds from your perspective that we get an acknowledgement from Taylor Swift of the Traitors season 4 because Donna Kelsey's on it.
I'm such a Swiftie too, and I should like have a firm opinion because part of me is like, oh, 100% there's gonna be an Easter egg or something, some small mention somewhere. But then sometimes she also is like, I pretend enough, this doesn't exist. So I could see going both ways, and
me
I
too.
Wish I had a better answer. But I'm excited because it's just going to bring a different energy. You know, I hope she's not out first. I hope we get her for a few episodes. Maybe people will be like, I don't want to vote out. I don't want the Swifties after me, which is another
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, that's a whole other thing. You're so right. You're so right. Because the viewership's going to be big because of this too, because people are going to be like, okay, is she going to talk about Taylor? I bet you she says barely anything about Taylor and Travis,
yeah, no,
just like Sam
won't.
Asghari and Brittany. Like she's not... She'll say one tiny thing that's inconsequential, and that's kind of going to be it, I think. But people will still watch for that. You know, I feel like that first season of The Traitors, when it was the mix of reality stars and normies, Cerie sort of played that mother bear figure to a lot of those people. I wonder if Donna takes that same role, you know?
I could see it. She could just be someone that everyone just like likes to have around. Now, do I think they're going to make her a traitor? Part of me thinks no.
I hope not.
I don't think that would go well. So I hope not. I did want to bring up that Stephen Colletti was in a Taylor Swift video in 2007, Teardrops on My Guitar. So maybe there's a connection.
That's a good shout. That is a great little. Okay.
Yeah. So they could bond. Okay.
They totally could bond. And I feel like, you know, we went through all these people pretty quickly. I'm sure there are some connections that we didn't pick up on or don't know about. But I think that's exciting. And I do think overall, I like this cast. Like, I do think that some of these later people, these couple randoms that like, I would have loved to see maybe some more representation of other reality shows. we know they like to throw in these curveballs just in case they pop. And, you know, in the case of Dylan Efron, he more or less popped. In the case of the British royal from last season? The guy from two seasons. Yeah, Ivor was a total dud, but like
whatever.
The guy from two seasons ago, I forget the British guy. John. He was actually he had a moment or two that was kind of fun. So you never know. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about this season though. I am.
I agree. I'm feeling optimistic. I of course would have liked a few different choices, but I'm not mad when there's randos in there because that's what makes the game fun and not predictable because you have no idea what these people are going to do because they haven't done this before. And so, you know what? I'll take it. I'm excited and I'm rooting for my BB people, of course.
Yes. And you have to have people of differing personality kind of levels and stuff. You can't be all stars and all. Yeah, totally. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for hopping on on a Sunday. When can people listen to your podcast? When do you release new episodes? You get a bunch of amazing guests from your world. Do the plug before we sign off.
Yeah, I have a great episode coming up with actually the Emmy-winning casting director of The Traitors. That will be coming up. And then, of course, Big Brother starts July 10th. So I'll be podcasting probably two to three times a week. I love to do these old school interview throwbacks with people you haven't heard from. So you can check that out on my podcast called The Exclusive, which is available on all platforms. Check me out on YouTube. And yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Awesome. Always, always the best time with you. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.